Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, we are live on air with Blog Talk Radio today. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. I am your host for the day, Kelly, and I have Casey Burkhardt, our master psychic Jethro, who needed a few days off after he covered for me for a couple weeks while we were moving outside of him. And I'm just going to say a quick hello to everybody in the chat room. Here we go. Right. Yeah, what if my cursor would work? Okay, let's try that one again. Anyway, to get hold of Jethro for your personal reading, you call 928-284-0437. And another way is www.jethrosmith.net. Also, you can email him at psychicjethro@aol.com or jethropsychic@gmail.com. Let's see, what else we got going? Well, so the Gourmet Coffee and Melaleuca products here. Our Gourmet Coffee is that organic gold stuff that people have been hearing about. I've been in it for a couple of years, and we encourage people to come by, check that out, see what it is. Call 719-289-4907, and you'll hear my message on it. If you will leave your name and a phone number, I will give you a call back and explain how to log on to the site so you can check that out for yourself. What it is, we have gourmet coffee that can be delivered to your doorstep, and you have options of buying either at retail or at wholesale, but we'll get into how that works in a bit. Also, check out Jethro and Kay Smith's book. It's called Living in the Psychic Realm, available at Amazon and also through Barnes & Noble booksellers. You can also get autographed copies if you request them from off of Jethro's site at the Jethro, www.jethrosmith.net. Yeah, let's see what else we have here going. Okay, I'm going to say hi to our room again here. Let's see if you would like to call in. Or I have a hard time trying to talk and read at the same time here. Call in type, I mean. Call in for a card reading. And our number is 773-897-6461. All right, there we go. And let's see, I'm also going to put out there, it's www.jethrosmith.net. Oops, not that, try net. There we go. Smith.net, there we go. For a reading from him. And also, let's see, who else? And was it in let's see, it's 928-284-0437. There we go. Okay, or also he's at CHIC Psychic Jethro at AOL.com. Or he is also at Jethro Psychic, P-S-O-I-C-H-I-C, got a long spell here, at gmail.com. Okay, and there we go. And let's see, my number is 719-289-4907. Go leave a message there. Okay. All righty. Thank you guys for your patience here. And let's see. Our first caller here. All right. Let's see if my thing's going to work here. All right. Area code number 203. We got you live on air with Psychics Gone Wild. I am Kelly, and I do birth cards using the Destiny card system. And what I need to do a reading for you is I have to have a your month and I'm not thinking today here. Month, day, and year of birth. All I can think of is that new grandbaby's coming out today. Anyway, if I can get your month, day, and year of birth, we'll start out.
Birthday is 10-10-80.
10-10, all righty. Let's see, 10 and 10. That's, what is that, Libra? 1980. Okay, and who am I talking with today?
Wondering what you see coming for me, what changes.
Okay. And what can I call you besides Hey You? I'm Kelly. What was your name?
Woody. Woody.
Wait. Okay. All righty. Well, let's see. What I can tell you is your birth card is the Queen of Clubs, and your planetary ruler is a Five of Clubs. So it's like you're one of those people that you're really, really good with anything you want to learn, pretty much. The clubs are called the scholars of the deck. And it's like usually you guys have really good minds, literally everything from rocket scientists to brain surgery, anything that you want to take on and learn, it's like you have that ability to do that. People who are queens also have a tendency to be very nurturing. You kind of mother everybody around you. Everybody's your best buddy, and they absolutely love you. You just have to be careful that people don't take undue advantage of you on occasion here. Let's see what else. Okay, and we're looking at career, so I'm going to do a little more generic here. Oh, Mama's not here yet, honey. Here's my other little guy here today with me. Okay, let's see what we got. And this called the Queen of Clubs, each of the cards in our deck, it's like we use the, you know, hearts, diamonds, clubs, and spades, has its own specific name. This one is called, the Queen of Clubs person is called the Mother of Intuition. You're about service, you're service-oriented and receptive in nature. The mental nature of clubs inclines Queen of Clubs people to deal in publishing trade, secretarial work, or if you're, you know, one of the ones like maybe calling into the psychic line, psychic work. Being this Queen of Clubs, you're always aware of your place in what they call the royal court. You resist anyone trying to mold you in any way. Your displaced card, which is a Three of Hearts, as well as the Five of Clubs in the Venus position, tells us that sometimes you have a lot of indecision about love and friendship. It makes it really hard for you sometimes to find lasting happiness in those areas, unless there's, you know, something else with the other cards that, you know, is kind of helpful with that. Your mental gifts are really abundant, whether or not you realize it. You're always, like, receiving knowledge from, you know, like the other side, you know, and prayer and meditation would be a great thing for you to indulge in. You have incredible organizational minds, but you live life at such a high pitch. Often you are stressed out or overdoing it, so you need to kind of watch that. Ace of Spades, you have that in Jupiter. Promises a lot of rewards if and when you follow spiritual or psychic lines of works or pursuits. You have this deep heritage of knowledge from past lives that's always available. Queen of Clubs is also known as the Mother Mary card. Many of them have one or more, quote, children, may not be your biological children, but, you know, can be your good friends, buddies, whoever, other, you know, might even be nieces, nephews, for whom you make, you know, might make sacrifices in your life, just as the Virgin Mary had to undergo the sacrifice of her son, Yeshua. Queen of Clubs often has two jobs, and you do best where there is some creative expression, freedom of movement. You're proud, you know, and you have pride in your work, and you do your job really well. It's like it makes you a really good employee, and employers like you. Queen of Clubs issues with relationships. A lot of them get married. Not all of them are happy about it or make success of it, but it's like you've got really powerful minds and wills, and not a lot of partners can handle you in your willful ways. You carry with them some karmic seeds for possible some difficult relationships that will be brought into fruition at some point in your life. For that reason, a lot of you, you know, you might try marriage once and then go, it was a bad trip, forget it. Or if you get a really, you know, if you get a good one out the gate, hang on to that. Sometimes you change your mind a lot about what you want as well, and it can make your partner feel very insecure about your love or create, you know, some kind of separation. You operate on higher frequencies, and you need a partner that's got some mental ability and communication skills to make it work. There's a certain amount of indecision, sometimes emotionally, as well, that kind of adds to the challenges you have to deal with every time, you know, you fall in love. One of your biggest challenges is to let your loved ones be themselves without trying to change them, because when, you know, you can only, really the only person you can change is yourself. And it's really hard. You need to let go of personal attachments. You know, letting go of personal attachments can be difficult, you know, for someone who kind of shies away from that feeling side of your nature. So it's one of those things to connect your head and your heart. With that Five of Clubs as your planetary ruler, it reflects a very restless side of your personality because of that, you know, you like to travel, changes of residence, meeting new people. You know, you might find yourself doing that a lot in life. It gives you more than average ability to sell or promote products or services. You would fit in the role of, like, you know, traveling salesman. They have the Fuller Brush people, traveling salespeople. quite readily. But by that, you know, it's not an indication of what you do for a living by any means. It's just that restlessness of that card extends to your romantic life as well. Whether you admit it or not, you know, sometimes you might have a problem with long-term commitments, and it could just be reflected as choosing partners to not commit, or offers not, you know, you're not willing to commit, whatever. You kind of have this thirst for adventure that keeps you searching for kind of what lies ahead and sometimes leaves the past behind. And let's see, you've got really good career influences this year because of the position of your birth card this year. There's a lot of opportunity for you to achieve a larger measure of recognition in your work. Yeah, I was going to say, if you're not business-minded, that's going to not have an effect, but I'm sure you pretty much are because you're asking about job here. If you're trying to get more recognition or wish to become better known, this is year when some of those dreams come true. The cards in your birth card's yearly spread rise up, do what's called rise up to the crown line sometime this year, and because of that, people begin to pay more attention to what you're doing. You achieve some kind of award or just, you know, become more recognized in your field. With this influence, a lot of people receive promotions during years like this. Just how it manifests depends on the nature of your work or aspiration. But just knowing that those influences are present, it would just be advantageous for you to put more effort into becoming recognized, you know, in whatever field you're in. And it's a major completion year for you, which means there is someplace in there, there's a 9 in a prominent position and one of those 5 cards that influence the year. We'll take a look at that here in a minute. 9s are usually like endings, and endings can be seen as disappointments if we disregard their true meaning. In truth, they represent like graduations from chapters of our lives that were important, kind of like high school graduation, you know, where one door closes and other doors opens. But, you know, it's not necessarily any longer helpful for our personal growth and development. But what's really great about endings is there's this wonderful freedom we feel after we pass through it. We're on to our next stage of work and development. Whatever the nature of the endings are in your life, just be glad that you've reached the point in your development. You're ready to move on to, like, better things and relationships. We're often afraid to let go of things that have become familiar to us, and I love Linus and his blanket because that's really kind of what that represents. It's like, you know, if you hang on to your security blanket, it can be a really difficult thing. You know, you see it as a disappointment rather than I can let go of this and something better is going to come. Sometimes we're not even able to see that those, you know, the things that we're hanging on to are really of value to us or no longer use to us. And it doesn't mean you have to let go of, you know, sentimentally or anything else if it's things like that, but it's just, you know, there's things that will serve you better. And rest assured that's the case for you. You're ready to move on. By this time next year, you're going to be in an entirely new and better place for your personal and professional development expansion. Let's see, we're going to take a look here in a minute and see if there's any other 9s in there. Your long range card, aha, is the one that's a 9. And let me just look forward here a little bit. You've got a Pluto card, that's a 2 of spades. The result card, it was the King of Hearts. You've got the environment card, it's 7 of hearts. And Jack of diamonds is your displacement. So let's take a look at those a little bit here. Your 9 of clubs is your long range card. It can be a card of mental disappointment and frustration, which is what sometimes happens in our life when things come to an end. However, you've got that power again to make that a graduation year and a year of great fulfillment instead of experiencing that as a disappointment. This year you're going to be experiencing one or more important endings in your life. It could manifest as, I don't know, loss or completion of a line of work or people coming up against your plans to the extent that you have to, like, you know, reform them or abandon them. Universe is just kind of trying to tell you it's time to let go of some cherished idea or plan and kind of move on. If you can see that kind of flow with the changes, kind of go with the flow with the river of life, you discover that you're much better off for the ending. 9 of clubs is this card of universal knowledge. It means a mind that's able to perceive things beyond the boundaries of what we call, quote, reality. Thus, experienced some really unique and powerful awakenings of the soul under the influence of this card. When you apply this positively, this card can reward you with universal knowledge and success in sharing it with others. So kind of teaching, putting out a pamphlet, maybe, you know, running some classes of your own and different things if you ever thought about that, or maybe even writing a book. Everything good about this card comes from surrender to universal will, I call it God's will, and letting go of our limited thinking, because a lot of times we limit our thinking. And if you have not seen the movie The Secret, get a hold of that, watch it. It's like, or Rhonda Byrne's book, you know, The Secret, because it's really about, you know, becoming universal in your thinking and, you know, allowing expansion and, you know, Don't limit yourself on your endings. Your keywords for this one, it's a year of some mental disappointments and endings of plans, or a year of important conclusions and endings while gaining and sharing spiritual knowledge. And this would be the kind of things you put on your 3x5 index card, hang it on your mirror, bathroom mirror, and look at it every day and read it and say, okay, what am I doing today, you know, to move forward towards this. Your Pluto card this year, the Two of Spades, it's likely you're going to be learning lessons of cooperation and compromise this year, perhaps in the context of a working partnership, living partner, friend, whatever. There may be someone who has skills, abilities, or other assets that you need to pull off to have a successful business or project. Cooperation needs to be written across your chest as you endeavor to successfully live, work, and create with others this year in a really big way. And if you don't want to do the cooperation, then try the win-win philosophy so it's like, you know, everybody wins. You've challenged yourself to create harmonious working relationships this year, and extends into all your relationships to some extent. You're likely to see that as kind of the next rung on the ladder to your dreams, a quality you need to master. You need others' cooperation and support, and it helps you to multiply your own efforts and integrate your work into the fabric of your business and social community. And to achieve that goal, you kind of need to make a few changes and just your behavior, communications, or how you do that. Looking through your result card for a little more details on that, or it can possibly be the birth card of someone who can help you in that. The affirmation for that Two of Spades is, I create harmonious friendships and working relationships by learning to give and receive. And by the way, these are in archives, so it's like you can go back, you know, if you don't have your pen and paper, can't get them down the first time, it's like, I'll repeat that one. But I create the harmonious friendships and working relationships by learning to give and receive. But your result card is King of Hearts, and that suggests you're developing emotional and love power in conjunction with that Pluto card, which is the friendship card, the Two of Spades. This year it bestows charm and good communications, which is very useful in people-oriented businesses. And for that reason, this card can mean great success by year's end in any of the performing arts or romantic life. To achieve more inner control and understanding of your emotions or the success you want, you need to make those changes inside yourself. Because, again, the only person you can really change is yourself. It's like you can't really change anybody or anything else. But once you kind of remake, you know, your own mindset and you're looking at the world with a different perception, the world shifts for you. The good news is, even though it's difficult, you're going to be successful. This card is a really powerful indicator. You could end up with somebody by the, you know, heart suit by your next birthday, whether it's your friend, lover, family member, business associate, whatever. There's a strong indicator that the two of you are going to be joined in some meaningful way by year's end. It also could be if you're in a, you know, relationship with someone already or married, it's like you might possibly have a small addition to your family before the end of the year. Your affirmation with this is, you create more power with people and emotions. You create either being a father or being more successful as a father. And it can also be, you know, if you're not in a significant other married relationship, it's like it can also be, I've seen people use that in their workspace, and it's like their team and their people, you know, who work together with that, and that kind of becomes their family too. Okay, and your environment card is a Seven of Hearts. It could be the year you have a real experience of unconditional love. As you allow others to be who they are, you allow yourself to be yourself, and in this way, you get to experience a new sense of personal freedom. To be totally free means having no attachments to others, no worries about whether or not they love us, you know, or love you. So it's like, you know, you can love someone freely without the expectation, oh, they have to love me back. It's like not necessarily true. It also means knowing that there's always going to be enough love in our life because it comes from within. And this is one of the two great commandments. You know, you love your God first, but you love your neighbor as you love yourself. So it's like, and that's what people miss a lot, is you need to be loving yourself, because how can you love other people if you don't love yourself first? You need to give that to yourself. Your displacement card this year is a Jack of Diamonds. And you may find yourself focusing a lot of your time and energy into creative ways to make money. Jacks are really very creative, especially possibly by selling, promoting products, services you're involved with. It's definitely got some benefits on the financial level if you approach that with a definite plan or direction. Your creativity is running really high. You may feel somewhat playful as well. Just don't let your playfulness turn into your responsibility or dishonesty. And this is a year to remember when many of your financial goals are realized. So it's like you've got some really positive things coming up this year, and it's like you kind of are in. Yeah, let's see. Okay, you started You're about midway through the year here. You had Mercury ran from October 10th to December 1st. He had some really powerful ones there. There was an Eight of Spades and a Six of Diamonds. He had some pretty good things going on there. Your Venus period went from December 1st to January 23rd. Okay, you had a seven in that one. Sevens can be problematical. They're called the cards of faith. And it's like a lot of times they're there to teach us how to do things like in an unconditional or unattached way. So if you do things with attachment, it's like it can cause havoc. But on the other hand, you had a five of diamonds in that one. So it's like there were some really good things going there. Your Mars period, you went through that. That was March 16th through May 7th. Mars. Sorry about that. Mars was January 23rd through March 16th. And you had some, like you had a three of diamonds and eight of clubs there. Threes often indicate they can be stress and worry or high creativity, either or. And there were some financial things with that because of those diamonds. Your Jupiter period was the one that went March 16th to May 7th. And there you had a ten of hearts, which is like your social circle. Also an ace of clubs, which is a desire for new learning. Now, your Saturn period is where you're at. And this one is kind of a tougher one. Saturn's always a little bit harder. You've got a five of diamonds and a four of diamonds, both together in that one. And that goes from May 7th to June 28th. So it's like we're going to see that one's been complete. And then after Saturn, you're going to move on to the Uranus cycle. But let's see, for right now, for where you're in, the five, that five of diamonds brings, Saturn brings a certain restlessness that contributes. You can have kind of a loss of money and financial insecurity could be going on. There could be change in business due to either ill health of yourself or someone else. You might find a lot of money being spent on health care or short trips, same reason. A lot of remedies might be tried in the pursuit of healing. Would not necessarily be a good time to take a vacation or travel, so try to schedule any trips either before or after that time period. The only exception would be if you have a really strong card, okay, which is a four, which you do. It could bring satisfactory results with minimal struggle, but it's like, generically speaking, would not be your best time to travel. You'll get good results if you do, just because of this four, which is your second card. That influence can bring in money. But it's made through another's misfortune or death. It indicates a satisfactory ending to a financial problem. Since it is a card of overcoming difficulties, success is achieved through that hard work, patience, and discipline, those big three. That card assures that you're going to have you will have good health in the case of any illnesses. You're going to overcome that. You might have to work harder now for the results, but they're going to come, and they'll be longer lasting. Saturn really makes you work for it, but it's like end results come through pretty good. This card is really a strong influence. It's going to override any negative influences that might, you know, come up from that five of diamonds. And even if you're, you know, if the other one is a little bit of a challenging, this card guarantees you're going to have a really successful outcome, overcoming difficulties and stuff. So I'm not sure in terms of precisely where you're at, you know, financially, there's a lot of opportunities here for you. I don't know if you've, you know, kind of looked at, if you're, you know, with a job now, looking for a job, you know, putting your resume out, doing interviews, I'm not quite sure where you're at in terms of job searching.
I'm pursuing a career, what you said, in arts, with a part of mine, and music, actually.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm pursuing that. Relationship-wise, you said you see would there be a... It's a long. I'm not married. I actually coach somebody. I'm not married. Anything. Wondering, will there be any long-term relationship?
Long-term. Well, okay. Now that one was kind of indicated with the, you know, what gave it there with your, you know, with the romance and stuff. And like I say, I'm not psychic or intuitive. I don't claim either of those.
Mm-hmm.
All I can do is, you know, see what the cards give you. And actually. What I'm going to recommend is probably at the end of the week, it's like Psychic Jethro is going to be back with us. It's like he's kind of taking some time off because his mom's really got health problems. But I know he's going to be on Journey into the Light, and I was going to find that number for it. But it's like if you know how to find Blog Talk Radio, it's just Journey into Light. He is going to be on, is this Wednesday? I'm not sure. No, Wednesday. He's going to be on Wednesday. This is Tuesday. I got my days messed up. I know he's going to be on tomorrow night in Journey to Light with Michael Long. And it's like he would be the one to ask, you know, kind of for the future stuff, because he does that really well. That's what he excels at. You know, in terms of relationships, though, just like say, what I can tell you is you've got some karmic stuff. You know, I don't know how many relationships, you know, you like had in the past, this and that and the other. But you're going to have, you know, some that are a little bit difficult. It doesn't mean you have, like, you know, bad relationship karma, anything like that. It just kind of means that you really have to work at what was coming up here with that Two of Spades is that communication. It's like, with somebody you're going to be with, you need to work at that communication skills, you know, really understanding that other person. It's like, you know, let yourself wear their shoes for a while and see what, you know, kind of do the trading places, see what that's like. You know, just really, and I hate to say it this way, but it's like, you know, you get into the other person's head. It's like, you know, you listen to them, and it's like that open communication is listening, asking questions, talking. So there's a true exchange. It's always got to be a two-way exchange in any relationship. If you don't have that, you know, don't really have that foundation of really good communication with a partner, it makes it a lot harder. It's like, because it's like, you know, any relationship that you have with anyone, the clearer your communication is with that person, the better off you're going to be. And you've got that ability because, you know, with the Queen of Clubs person that you are, it's like, you know, you tend to nurture, you tend to, you know, to kind of be that way anyway, but it's like, you also have that, you all the clubs are really have some psychic ability. So it's like, you've kind of really got that ability to really listen and focus and use that if you want to, okay? Some people are scared when you say, oh, my God, psychic ability. It's like, you know, I mean, I know I laugh because I say I have none, but it's like, no, everybody's got, you know, quote, psychic ability, if you want to call it ESP, if you want to call it intuition, if you want to call it your gut feelings, if you want to call it hunch. But it's just a question of how you use it in your life, how you use it to help yourself along. And it's like, even with, you know, like with your music and those kind of things, it's like looking at the people you deal with, because, you know, especially in music where you're looking at getting gigs and, you know, becoming, you know, more out there in the public, it's looking at the people you're going to deal with. And it's like, really, you know, when you shake their hand, when you talk to them, it's like, really, you know, you look at their eyes, you look at their face, you really pay attention to what's going on with them. And it's like, and it's also presenting yourself as, you know, the honest, hardworking person you are, because you really are. And it's like, and, you know, and put your giftedness out there. It's like, and I don't know, a lot of times you probably, I'm going to take a guess, you know, maybe that you've either got some, you know, demo CDs, or, you know, got some stuff out on YouTube, or, you know, someplace where it's like, you know, usually musicians have, you know, you've got written music, you've got played music. Always make sure that you carry your music with you, even if it's like, you know, possibly on a little recorder thing so you can click it on. It's like, you know, and listen, you know, just so people can, you know, here's a sample of it right here. You know, it's like, and I'm thinking those, you can get them at Walmart, those little, digital recorder things. You know, record some of your music. Record a couple of your songs on those things. Carry it in your pocket with you. When you meet somebody, say, you know, the quality isn't real great on this thing, but it's like, can you hear the sample, what I can do? You know, type of stuff. So it's just, you know, different kind of creative ways of carrying things with you, so you don't have to pull out your CD boombox, you know, or whatever, things like that. I don't know. Is that helpful?
Okay. Yeah, it helps.
Okay. And, you know, and like I say, click, give a click on follow. It's like, come back and see us again, because, you know, Jethro, like I say, I know he's going to be back a little bit later on this week. And he's got really good insights. It's like, again, it's, you know, it's at 773-897-6461. You know, and he'll probably be able to give you a little bit more of the, you know, short-term, long-term. And it's like, and he does what I call, he visits with your angels. It's like, because everybody's got an angelic group that, you know, kind of follows you around writing down everything that you do in their book all your life. But it's like, he communicates with them, and it's like, they will, you know, talk, you know, you give them permission, they will talk with him. It's like, and he will simply tell you, you know, your group is saying this. It's like, you know, here's what they'd like you to do. Here's what, you know, your hot tips and that kind of stuff. And that's how he does it, which is really kind of cool.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Have a good day.
Have a good one. Okay, you too. Alrighty. Let's see what else we got going here. Okay, and we have, let's see, let me try to get that on there. Alright. And Vicky Lady, how are you doing today?
We're doing good.
Sounds good. Gee, I'm gonna have to get your. It's like I neglected to have a pencil and paper. What you wrote to me in chat the other day, yesterday, with how to get a hold of you. I'm terrible with the address stuff. But it's like, give me a quick favor. It's like, shoot me a quick email at Casey at my caseybirthcards@gmail.com, and then that way I will have your chat information.
Okay.
Will that work? Okay.
We will do that.
Cool. Thank you. Okay, so who are we? Are we reading for Shauna today, or who are we reading for today?
Yes. Yep, it's me.
It's you. All righty. Are you out here in Idaho? I think apparently I'm out here really close to that because we're in Homedale. So are you in Idaho or are you in Arizona?
Family. No, I'm in Idaho, Arizona. I'll never live in Idaho again.
All right, my phone's whacking out of me here. I'm going to see if I can get where I can hear you a little bit better. Okay. Okay, so tell me your Mustang year again.
It's 6688.
Oh, that's right. All righty. Yep, and you just had yours. Oh, I love this. I love this one. We can start at the beginning of the year here of 88. Yep, and that is, I'm trying to think. I think that's year of the, yeah, that's year of the dragon. Cool. 6-6, love it. Because my little grandson, my second little grandson, for well, actually the third one, he's actually the third, it's like he was born yesterday on 6/11 and he weighed 6/11, which I thought was really cool. Okay, let's see. And you are the Jack of Diamonds with the Four of Hearts here. So let's see. Okay, what are we looking at today? In particular, you just kind of want the whole reading, just kind of the general, or what are we looking at?
I don't know. Yeah, she just was the general for the year.
General for the year, okay. All righty. Let's see, we're kicking that up here. It's like I made it go a little bit faster so we can get, there we go. Okay, at 24, all righty. I know Jacks are really creative people, and especially with that diamonds, it's going to be you learn lessons through your finances. So let's see what we got going here. And tell me your name again. I'm sorry. I'm
Shauna.
Shauna. Okay. There we go. Golly, my head's not all together. It's like all I'm thinking here. It's like, oh, they're going to be checking out of the hospital and be home here really quick because she went into Boise to have a baby. Okay. Jack is, yeah, I know. Jack of Diamonds. Okay. This is the financially creative card. It's the salesman's card. You're sharp, you're clever, you're always able to make a good living using your wits and charm. You're really independent and creative. You operate as much from your instinct as you do from your quick and creative mind. You can always get along and do well in life by virtue of this, by virtue of your inherited financial expertise. If you're one of the few, because it says few heed the call of your highest ideals and become the king that stands closer, but you have that option. Your natural psychic ability can lead you to direct spiritual realization, but all the Jacks are kind of fixed in your mind, and often this prevents you from exploring the intuition, which is one of your greatest gifts. Some of the Jack of Diamonds become professional psychics, while others have some fear of that open channel. In any event, most of you come to use it later in your life. It's like, and if the word psychic scares you, then don't use that one. Say intuition, say, you know, gut feeling, say hunches, say, you know, Thomas Magnum, little voices, you know, whatever it is. Of course, you start talking about little voices and people want to show up in white coats, but, you know. So, you know, if a word scares you, use a different word because there's lots of them and they all mean something really similar. Okay. Jack of Diamonds, you have a great power to persuade others. You kind of are able to get your own way, okay? You are successful in work that brings you in front of groups or individuals. You can make a really good living in entertainment or healing professions. Many are really, are artistically inclined and gifted. All Jacks can be immature and crafty due to that vast creativity. You can usually mean well, even if you're not able to come through on your promises. You love to play, and even in old age, retain this certain youthful quality. Forgive the beeps on my phone. It's like I have no way to shut that one up at the moment. They love to be social. You're the best salespeople in the deck. You need to find a career that gives you an outlet for your creativity and recognition of your really, you know, superior talents. And relationships, Jack of Diamonds, you have that kind of Disney version of, you know, very idealistic. It's like the happy ending moment, love and marriage. There can be a constant turnover of love interests as often as you change your mind. And sometimes you change your mind a lot sometimes. You think about love a lot and you think about marriage, but, you know, not all of you actually get around to it, although I suspicion you're probably going to. In the case of Jack of Diamonds, don't mix business and romance, because that Queen of Diamonds, the personality card, has the most negative love karma of any other card in the deck. You got that ideal life concept of what your personal freedom is, and in many cases, that concept of your freedom keeps you from making a real good, you know, commitment in a relationship, or on the flip side, you draw people in who are not able to make that commitment. You know, and you can always come up with a good reason why you haven't settled down based on the high ideals of freedom, blah, blah, blah. Truth is, sometimes you're really afraid of what a real commitment may cost you in terms of having to face yourself and your deep need for love and attention. You've got the power to get your way with people, but because of this own, you know, you're kind of that indecisive, you know, I kind of call it the Charlie Brown, you know, moment, you know, a little bit waffling there. Indecisive nature and that sense of independence, you know, sometimes gets the better of you. You can really have a good relationship once you decide that that's really what you want and you're really ready to settle down. I'm just going to kind of say maybe don't do that until absolutely, you know, you've got, you've done some, you know, what people used to call sowing your wild oats type of thing. It's like, you know, make sure you got your college education. Make sure you got the education you want. You know, make sure you've done the traveling you want to do. Make sure you've done and accomplished some of the things and some of the goals that you really personally want to do before you settle down. Because, you know, a lot of times you get married and it's like you don't have those opportunities for travel, unless of course you have somebody who has, you know, what I call the gypsy foot, and it's like, and they like to travel, in which case you really luck out. And yeah. Also, you know, that extreme creativity can make you kind of a player on occasion, so just watch that, because that'll get you into hot water. I'll just put it that way. Four of Hearts, though, is that planetary ruler. It's called the family card and represents the foundation of love and all the good things associated with home and family. And those things are really important to you. And you probably go out of your way to make sure you have the circle of close friends you can count on, that your home is comfortable and enjoyable. And you probably have special skills, you know, maybe that relate to food, beauty, home life, something like that. You might be a really good cook. In any case, you're going to find ways to create security among your inner circle of family and friends. You're a protector. You tend to help, you know, you protect your helper. You love those people that you love, and you hate to see any of them, you know, go out of your circle. Other people feel really nurtured in your presence, though the only thing you got to watch out for is don't smother them. You can mother them, but don't smother them. Family life can bring you a lot of joy, whether it comes by marriage or just by creating your own family. You know, among friends, it's like I have people that I have what I've called adopted, and they are my family, you know, just as much so as any blood relationship would be. This year at 24, you can find your true purpose this year. There is, and we'll look forward to that a little bit. It's like there's a sixth card in your reading, and one of those long-range political result or environment. It's somewhere in your yearly. And that's, it just gives you a special opportunity, but it's only if you take advantage of it and are aware of it. Sixes give us this opportunity to discover what our true purpose for life is. A lot of people search their entire life to discover what their life is about, whether or not they've got some special purpose or goal that they're supposed to achieve. And the answer is always yes. Everybody comes in here with a mission, with a purpose. Some people want to know bad enough to really check it out. Other people kind of go, yeah, whatever. You know. So it's like in this case, you have this opportunity to find that goal, find your purpose if you want to, you know, if you want to know it. Let's see. It, you know, again, if you have the desire to know, if you ask, you shall receive. Okay. If you're not that interested in knowing, it's just going to manifest as a year of steady progress toward existing goals. Sixes can also, on the flip side, be really frustrating, because a lot of times they represent static or unchanging conditions in our life, but they also give us a really special ability to perceive that which is usually hidden from our conscious minds. And this is where you indulge in that prayer and meditation. Prayer is talking to God. Meditation is listening to God. You listen to your inner voice. You can receive great inspiration and direction when those cards are present, and it's got, like I say, it's got at least one of them there. Okay, let's see. Let's look at that one. This is also a major completion year for you, which means you also have a 9 in a prominent position this year. We'll figure out where that's at here in a minute. And 9s usually, you know, I'll say 9.99 times out of 10 represent endings. It's like some 9s represent some kind of ending somewhere. They can be seen as disappointments if it's Lucy trying to rip away, you know, Linus' security blanket. But in reality, they represent like graduation, some chapters of our life that were important but are now no longer helpful for our personal growth and development. And, you know, again, kind of think back to high school graduation. It's like, you know, you work 12, 13 years, you know, to get to that, and it's like all of a sudden there's your pinnacle, there's your graduation year, you completed it. And it's like the door to high school closes, the door to the big world opens. So it's like it's going to be, you know, something, I'm not sure in what area, but you're going to have something like that is a completion moment. And what's really good about it is that freedom you feel after you pass through it, you know, after you're onto that next stage of work and development, whether the nature of the endings in your life, you know, whatever they are, just be glad that you've reached that point in your development. You're ready to move on to, like, you know, bigger and better things, relationships, work situations. And a lot of times, again, we're afraid to let go of the things that have become so comfortable and familiar to us. We get in a rut. And it's like my grandma's favorite saying was, you know, a rut is a grave with the ends kicked out. So you don't want to stay in your rut too long. You don't want to be in that comfy spot too long. It's like, you know, it's nice to have patterns and routines, but it's like not to the point where they drag you down. Sometimes, you know, and you get into things you're not even able to see that certain things are no longer of any real use or value to you, you know, because you kind of have that sentimental attachment. You go, and it doesn't say you have to forget them totally or, you know, whatever, but it's like, just be aware it may not be playing that big a role anymore for you, or it's not going to help you progress forward. And that's kind of where you're at. It's like, you know, you're ready to take this next step, you know, to cross the next step on the rock to cross the river. And by this, you know, in the next year's time, you know, when you hit 25, you're going to be in an entirely new, better place for your personal, professional development expansion. Okay, and this is also a wish fulfilled this year. Your planetary ruling card falls in a position that's governed by Jupiter. And because of that, you're going to have a certain amount of good fortune. You're going to see at least one of your important wishes fulfilled. Doesn't mean that Cinderella's fairy godmother is going to wave her magic wand and everything's going to be wonderful. What it does mean is that some things are going to come easier. You know, your roses are still going to have thorns. You know, not everything's just going to disappear magically, you know, whatever. But it's like you're going to have some really good stuff happen. It's going to be a year of prosperity, of abundance. You know, you're going to have a lot of good things coming in. And remember that attitude of gratitude. And if you haven't watched that movie, The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, or read the book, it's Rhonda, B-Y-R-N-E. Take time to check that out. And I think it's old enough now, it's been in publication long enough, it might actually be like in the libraries. You might be able, you know, instead of owning it, you might, you know, be able to go check it out. But I do know Hastings carries it, Barnes & Noble carries it. DVD is really cool, really worth looking at. You may have challenges in other areas, but there's going to be a lot to be grateful for. And you magnify that prosperity by receiving it and giving thanks. And somebody's having an issue back there. I might have to take a brief pause and go see what in the world's going on here, because my two babysitters, the 10 and 12-year-old, are supposed to be watching the 16-month-old, and it's like, I'm not sure what they're doing to me. Okay. let's see. This year's long-range card is that 7 of hearts. Your Pluto card is the 8 of clubs. Oh, there we go. Your result card is the 6 of spades. Okay. And your displacement card is the 9 of spades. And then you've got the environment card is that king of clubs. So you've got a lot of really, really good stuff going on here. So let's take a little quick look here. 7 of hearts is a year that could be marked by a lot of challenges in love and feelings in close relationships. It's a really highly spiritual number. The sevens are about faith. But it promises success in love only by letting go of attachments, thinking less of your personal needs, giving more of yourself. It might appear that your closest friends, family, lovers, whoever, are letting you down at various times during the year. But you look for the hidden lessons in those experiences. You are now kind of being called upon to let go of what they call petty attachments and adopt this larger viewpoint, you know, get a more global outlook instead of just, you know, what's in your immediate neighborhood there. Let your spiritual power rise up and conquer that area. You're going to find that you're transformed into a much happier, fulfilled person. For those involved in spiritual work, card signals a lot of progress and success during this year. It could be a really successful year of giving of yourself, especially in roles like counselor, personal helper. Key word is a year of learning to release fears and attachments concerning others and their love for us. Learn to trust. Let's see, the Pluto card, that 8 club Pluto card. It's a year of developing your mind power, concentrating on certain goals and aspirations. Well, that concentration is going to become more success in your life, but only after you make the changes in yourself that's going to give you more of that focus of mind and will. You might desire success in more mental skills like writing, learning, teaching, speaking, communication, things like that. Somehow the success you desire this year comes from a fixed and powerful mental state, perhaps by, you know, speaking with one or two important principles and probably bear fruit. So it's like, this is really important for your, you know, your goal-keeping stuff. It's like those 3 best 5 cards. What is most important to you this year? Others might see you as being really stubborn or fixed at times, but inwardly you sense it takes that kind of single-mindedness to accomplish the success you desire. You're going to have to develop some new habits to accomplish that goal, and the going will not always be easy, okay? When the going gets tough, the tough get going. But the influences are really good, and you should be able to accomplish all that you want to. You're going to have to develop that development of new habits. Yeah, they really hit that, okay. Combining the meaning of that mental power card with your result card, you get the whole picture, why that mental power and success is important to you and who's developing of it. And let's see, combining that with the result card. And the result card, let's see, where was that at? Let me look at that one. Nope, that was your long range. Okay, so let's go forward and see what your result card is. Oh, and that affirmation for that 8 is I create success that comes from a powerful mental state. I learn to focus my thoughts in order to achieve the impossible. Your result card is that 6 of spades, and that's the one that is going to give you the ability to know what you really want to what you want to do, or you know, what your life's purpose is, what your life's goal, life's purpose, what why the reason you checked into this planet here. And that's that 6 of spades. It's that element of responsibility and compromise. And sixes are always karmic cards. The appearance of that 6 of spades suggests one of your major goals for this year is associated with the payment of some kind of past obligations. Might be related to work or health or any area of life. Rest assured, by your next birthday, you're going to have realized the importance of being responsible for your actions. You're going to have made a lot of progress. It can also... He got a bloody nose. Wonderful. Okay. You know what? Take him into the bathroom. Thank you very much. Take him into the bathroom. Very good. Oh, yes. I love this. Okay. Nothing like bringing stuff really into the home and family. It's like normally I kick them all into a room and let them be by themselves. I'm sorry about that. Anyway. Okay. By your next birthday, you can, by turning that attention within, to dial into that special purpose in your life, one that can inspire you to accomplish great things. It can transform your life, giving it more meaningful direction. And this is the one, by listening to your inner voice, you find that special purpose in life that's going to direct you to the highest occupation. You strengthen your sense of responsibility in all health and work matters. And your King of Clubs as your environment card, it's a year when you can take a leadership role in some form of knowledge, be recognized for your accomplishment. You might be studying a new subject, you want to master, learn a new occupation. And in the event, this card guarantees your ability to become a master at what you learn or do. You could be promoted to a higher position at work at will, a position that puts you in a more responsible place among your peers. Let's see, and your displacement card this year, you're displacing the 9 of spades. It marks the end of a major cycle for you, one in which you can expect to complete things you've been doing for some time, prepare to move on, to new and better things in life. Whether or not you enjoy that process is going to depend totally on how you regard endings in your life. Endings can be related to your work, your health, other important aspects of your lifestyle, but something important in your life is ending. So get ready for a new life, a new life step by letting go of the old and welcoming in the new. It's like, otherwise, I've seen, people, it's like I say, just think back to the Charlie Brown things. It's like, I remember this one episode where Lucy was trying to get Linus's blanket away from him to wash it. She literally had to wrestle it away from him, go and run it through the wash and dry cycle, and he was sitting there just with a little basket case until she got it back to him. So it's like, you can look at nines as that way and be a total basket case while they're going on, or you can say, this is what this is bringing. It's like, you make a friend to change because it's the only thing that's constant in life. It's like things are always going to change. It's I don't know if you've ever watched the movie Pocahontas by Disney, but it's like, what I like most about rivers is you can't step in the same river twice. The water is always changing, always flowing. So even though it's the same river going by, all that water has gone through the water cycle. It's like everything is always flowing and changing. So if you can think of it that way, it's like there's always new, fresh things coming down. And you are in your Mercury period, of course, right now. Your direct card is the 2 of hearts. Your vertical card is the Queen of Spades. And that's going to go from, it went from start at your birthday, and it's going to go till July 28th. Let's have a little look-see at that. In the Mercury period, Mercury is always... the first planet begins on your birthday each year. The focus is usually on communications, short trips here and there, educational pursuits, or the affairs of siblings, other family members. The two cards found here combine to tell you what influences are present and what's likely to occur. So it's like two of hearts, and they can have, I mean, it can be also an influence for the whole year. It's just stronger in the period that it's directly in versus, you know, other times during the year you may have similar things come up, and it will still be the kind of the same influence and outcomes through that whole year for those. So the two of hearts in Mercury, the time period could bring a sudden or unexpected relationship or a passion for someone, meeting those lovers or dear friends. There's a really good influence for getting together with a close friend to share intellectual pursuits. Mercury's influence brings kind of flirtatious, flighty nature into your life. You might be learning about love through experimentation and variety now. Relationships may not last long during the period, but they will be enjoyable. Your vertical Mercury card is that Queen of Spades. During that period, you're going to have the opportunity to experience mastery of your mind. This translates as having control over your thoughts, which in turn controls the things you manifest in your life. That's, again, that Mike Dooley on The Secret is like thoughts become things. You take responsibility for what you create in your world by realizing that the way you think determines how things show up in your life. You may find yourself working really hard during that period of some mental project. Your organizational skills are really high. And the thing to always remember about Spades is when they talk about work, it's like visualize, you know, gardening. It's like you're not doing it with a rototiller. You're out there with the hand spade, okay? It's that kind of work. It's like you're ready to get down in the trenches and really settle down, and it's like the horse in the harness, and you pull and you work. And it's like, you know, you work for it, you will get it. Let's see, in your Venus period, now that one's going to start July 28th and go to like September 18th. And that one, you're going to have the Three of Spades and the Jack of Clubs. The Three of Spades can bring many fluctuations or indecision about romantic developments of work. Could be about job, money, your health. You might dread monotony and sameness now, especially in romance, but during that period you might be a little bit fickle or aloof with your close friends and family. You can expect many changes in your attractions and friendships. Just be careful that your indecisiveness doesn't leave you feeling insecure, okay? So that's going to be like end of July through mid-September, okay? And that course, again, that influence is like, you know, for the whole year. So it's like, just think of it as kind of like maybe painting with watercolors, and it's just kind of like a little bit of a wash that gives that whole, you know, kind of tints the whole year with that, okay? Jack of Clubs in your Venus period brings really good relations with bright and witty young men. It could be a possible lover or suitor. He could also be very jealous or frivolous, so check his character before making any long-term commitments or plans with him. With that influence, you could have a desire to associate with those of intelligence and wit. Because you two are really witty, charming, and very attractive now. Your creative energy is really high and can be used successfully in many ways. Okay, let's see. And the next one, we got 6 minutes left here. Okay, I'm probably not going to get through all of this, but it's like what we don't finish up today, we can get through another day here. The next one would be your Mars period. And, of course, and what I'm going to say is you can come back and listen to this in archives. So it's like, yeah. Of course, the other option is like, you know, this is what I do for these reports. It's like I print them out and mail them to you. So anyway, that's another option. Mars period goes from about September 18th until November 9th. And it begins about 104 days after your birthday. During that period, you're likely to have more physical, aggressive energies. It's a good time to get involved in physical pursuits or actively pursue your goals. Mars governs relationships with men in general and with any legal matters we're involved in. If you're involved in a legal suit, Mars will indicate the probable success or failure of those pursuits. So the two that you have in here is you have the Four of Spades and the Five of Spades right on top of each other. Okay. This card represents success in work with men or any work where drive, industriousness, ambition are exerted. It's an indicator of a happy married life for females, indication of organizational executive abilities that can be applied for great success. It represents successful outcome to a legal or tax matter. It's good for lawyers, executives. You know, you can overcome any ill influences now with determination and action. The stabilizing influence of the Four is because you think of things that have, you know, like a chair has four legs, hippos have four legs, a lot of animals have four legs. It's, you know, anytime you get a four, it's about stability. It's going to be really So good. I'll just put it this way. It's so powerful, brings a really happy ending for you. You know, whatever, even if the indications of the other marriage cards are more challenging, the fours, I think it's four, sixes, and eights, always give you a really good outcome for things. Okay, and it's going to be positive. So the five of spades in your Mars, now that could be travel, changes related to work or some male person. It could be moved to a new location. A lot of times when we have a five show up, it's like people are moving residences, changing houses, whatever, you know. You might find work with males stimulating at this time. It may be a catalyst for productive changes. It can bring a change regarding taxes, insurance, or legal matters. Again, you got a lot of restlessness now that stimulates you to travel or change jobs. And it does, the caveat there is personal relationships may suffer. But again, it's like you got the four kind of to counterbalance that. So it's like, might not be as bad as it could be, okay? Let's see, your Jupiter period starts in November. It goes from November 9th to December 31st, so the very end of the year. And that Jupiter period is, it falls in the middle of your year. The focus is usually on business and financial matters. It's not restricted to those alone. The two cards found in that period combines to tell you what influences are present and what's likely to occur. It tells us what our biggest blessings of the year are, especially along financial lines. If we involve ourselves in activities related to our Jupiter cards, we can see an increase in our finances through those directions. You've got the Ten of Diamonds and the Jack of Diamonds, which are both really awesome because they're both money cards. Ten of Diamonds is one of the best possible indicators of success in business and money. And I think we've got about 2 minutes. Okay, I'm going to hurry up with this one. Expansion of all financial and business interests brings added success. It represents a large sum of money changing hands, a lot of times into your hands. You know, you could be working for a bank, don't know. You know, it could be a result of an investment for your business, something like that. Sound business sense, man, and good luck are on your side, and you're going to prefer the company of successful and like-minded people now. With that King of Diamonds in the Jupiter, it's one of the best cards for money possible, especially if you own your own business or in a leadership position at your work. Just look at huge returns. The more you can take matters in your own hands, the more you make. This is a time to expand your business and other money-making activities, such as much as possible. The returns could be substantial. Also be open to the help or advice of any businessmen, you know, especially diamonds men. They could be a source of financial and other blessings this year, especially those who are older in leadership positions, roles in their work. And yeah, okay, they're bugging me with this one. Is one thing I just want to share with you. There's a young gal in Colorado. She is 23 years old. When she turned 22, it was her and her mom and dad. They went into this business together, the three of them equal partners. A year ago in April, they were making $20,000 a month from 90 seconds, thank you, from this coffee company called Organic Gold, which I happen to have been in also here, and I still am. And if you are interested in that, it's like, and interested in, you know, because that's where a lot of young people are doing this. It's like they're getting into this, into the coffee stuff, because it's coffee, tea, hot chocolate, it's health, it's, a, you know, it's health-related beverages. Give me a call if you want to talk more about that, or, you know, you can email me at that kcbirthcards.com. But my number is 719-289-4907. 60 seconds, love it, the NASA countdown. Anyway, maybe we can finish this more. You've got a few more things. Obviously, we're going to go next go-round from January till your next birthday. So, anyway, thank you for calling in today, Sean. I appreciate it. And, you know, check in again, and maybe we'll get the rest of that done.
Thank you.
All righty. We'll talk to you again. Thank you.
Thanks.
All righty. And thank you guys, everybody, who has been listening in the chat. It's like I didn't get a whole lot of done chatting today here because it's usually kind of tough for me to do chat and whatever. But a big thank you to everybody in the chat room. And we will see you again probably tomorrow. So I'm thinking Jethro is, let's see. Oh, no, nope, I take it back.
Yep.
10 seconds. Okay. Jethro is on with Amy Kavanaugh tomorrow. And so he and our Florida Mermaid will be talking together tomorrow. And then he's also got Journey into the Light tomorrow. So we will see everybody tomorrow. And thank you so much for coming today. We'll catch you later.